All right, here I am on this airplane for no apparent reason. I thought Braniff had gone out of business.
Thank you for coming on Braniff Airlines.
This stewardess is already annoying me.
Yes,
well,
enjoy your flight.
This will be a good time for me to sit here on this plane and open up the old laptop here. Got some stolen comics in digital form, as always.
Excuse me, stewardess. I need my seat, please. Seat 13F.
Oh, this is what I was fucking afraid
okay.
of.
Okay, it's right here, ma'am.
They always put me in seated next to the most annoying.
With him, ma'am?
Let me check your seat. This is your correct seat, ma'am.
I know how I can get back at her. Let me just click record here, as if it hasn't been recording for a whole minute anyway, and I'll do the whole thing as a podcast. That'll teach you a lesson when she hears it online.
Excuse me, sir. Do you really need that window shade open? It's bothering my eyes.
Who? Oh, and by the way, for anyone listening to the podcast for the first time, this is Podcast X, episode 23. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. And annoying passenger, who the hell are you?
My name is Mrs. Payne. However, you may call me MC Strawberry, for I am on holiday.
MC Strawberry?
That's right.
Yes, let me know if you need any peanuts or anything.
You know that? Hey, annoying stewardess, what the hell's your name?
Oh, yes, hello, sir. My name is Stewardess Vixen. How may I help you today?
Oh, this is some bullshit. Wait.
Can you please show him to another seat? He's annoying me. Just the sight of him is annoying.
MC Strawberry and Vixen, I swear to God, those sound like monikers people would make up if they were going to be repeat guests on a podcast or something.
What's a podcast, Stewardess?
I have no idea.
Oh, God, they're fucking annoying. You know what? I'm just going to read my comic.
A comic? Oh, figures. What's this?
This is Commandy, the Last Boy on Earth. Issue 12.
Issue 12, you mean they made others?
Please observe the no smoking signs lit up.
Stewardess, I'm going to need a drink if I have to sit here next to him looking at this.
You know what, annoying passenger, MC Strawberry? Actually, there were, I believe, almost 60 issues of this comic.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fairly successful.
Really? Yes, ma'am, here's your drink.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know...
I'm going to need another. Yes.
I like the cover here, and I just want to give a shout out to the creator of Commandy Last Boy on Earth and
Excuse
the cartoonist.
Me, sir, would
of
you like something to drink?
This comic, as the stewardess tones down, her particular part of this show at the moment, and MC Strawberry is making faces. This is by the great.
What the hell is that?
Oh, that's a giant cricket thing. Yeah, see, in Commandy, there was some kind of disaster and, like, all the animals are mutated and shit. And Commandy is, he's the last boy on Earth. That's why that's on the cover. The cartoonist is Jack Kirby, a.k.a. God, the greatest comics talent who has ever lived.
Mm-hmm. Here's your other
drink, man. Thank you very much.
And, I don't get your extreme reaction to this. You look like you're appalled.
I like his hair.
He does have great hair.
It's so feathery and, he must use tail and mane. Stewardess, do we have that on an airplane?
I'll check.
Thank you.
Well, clearly in the future, even though this is a post-apocalyptic world, they do still have conditioner.
Yes, obviously so.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to sit here and, read the comic to myself.
Okay.
And here we are. Commandy is hiding out in a... department store, because apparently all the structures from the human era are still around, even though the humans in this future are like beasts, and of course beasts are like humans, because here we have a couple leopard men. Now, MC Strawberry, you've got to approve of the leopard men. I know you're big on cat-like creatures and shit.
I love cats.
Somehow I know that.
Why are they dressed like pirates?
Because it's cool.
Oh, okay. So did they sell that garb at this Walmart to Walmart thingy we have going on here?
Maybe they do. We learned that there is an evil capitalist figure later in this comic.
Bush is here?
Not that evil.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you got to cut this comic some slack, because as you see here, it was put out in 1973.
Wow. Some people were not even born yet.
You know what? I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah.
And come on, what's your... Are you saying he looks like girly with the hair, or
he
what?
He looks like a girl.
Okay, he does not look like a girl.
He looks like a
girl. No, all Jack Kirby characters have this rugged, manly look. Unfortunately, look even the females.
Look at his face.
Yeah, he looks like a dude.
He has beautifully arched eyebrows, long flowing hair, and glistening white teeth. He's beautiful. He looks kind of like Christie Brinkley.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to get this right out of the way. Commandy is not gay. Do not mock the last boy on Earth.
Okay.
You know, he speaks very highly of you.
Okay.
Okay.
But he would. I'm gorgeous. Stewardess, may I have another drink, please?
Well, certainly, ma'am. What would you like?
I think I need something that's going to get me through this. What do you have that's strong?
Oh, well, I see we have vodka.
Okay, I'm ignoring these guys. Yeah, this is good here. Mm-hmm. Like, he's in the department store.
Get a picture of Scotch on the Rocks.
Oh, thank you very much, ma'am.
They've got a portrait of Hitler here, and, like, it's with a bunch of other pictures, and the sign is Funny Animal Pictures on Sale.
Yeah.
Come on, you got to admit, that's kind of cute, you know.
Yes, it's something.
It's something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't like this comic, did you? But mind you, I'm pretending you've already read it somehow.
Did I like this comic?
Stewardess, I have to ask, what is that under your dessert cart there? You got like that large crate. And now you just moved to hide the crate for no reason. What's going on here?
Oh, no problem, sir. Would you like some peanuts?
The stewardess is very strange.
Why is she strange?
Well, first of all, her name's Vixen.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you're MC Strawberry. Of course you wouldn't think anything was... Now, come on, you have to like this here. We have leopard men, and one of the pirate leopard men has a whip. And, like...
Look at his boots.
Yeah, he's got pirate boots.
Look at his gloves.
He's a... They're pirate-like.
But why?
Again, because it's cool.
But why can't they be just... big, strong catman. Why did it have to look like that?
Because Jack Kirby he had a wild imagination. And if he felt like coming up with leopard men dressed like pirates, he just did it. And,
you defend him. Are you in love with him?
That's just disgusting. You know what?
Okay. So, yeah, the cattle are, what are they, going roar?
Yeah, like the humans have all been, except for Commandy.
Mm-hmm.
The humans have been reduced to, like, the mental level of animals.
She has his hair.
Okay, there you go. I'm just, let me scroll down here. Yeah, like, he's feeling sorry for the humans because they're going to be sold as slave labor because apparently that's what leopard men do.
That's cool.
So you approve of, like, humans being treated like animals?
Are they animals?
Well, technically.
Oh, okay.
You know, in our reality, in the present, like animals, as I've said before, animals suck and should all be killed. And, okay, here we go. We have a giant cricket-like creature here going click-clack, click-clack. And why are you laughing? I mean, you're reacting as if this is humorous in some way.
So,
and it's cool. Look, he's got a saddle. Clearly, you ride him.
Yeah, he put the saddle on the giant cricket in an attempt to domesticate him.
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to ride him.
He's going to ride the cricket.
He's going to ride it.
Okay, there you go again, trying to make Commandy gay.
I didn't say.
First of all, he can't be gay because he's the last boy on Earth. There's no other boys for him to be gay with.
He's the last boy because they were all gay and they just died.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm really going to annoy you.
Stewardess, may I have a pillow, please?
Oh, good Lord.
Would you like me to fluff it for you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
See, there were not other boys.
Thank you.
After the great disaster, Commandy was found in a bunker called Command D, which is where he gets his name from.
That's ingenious.
It really is. I'm glad that you're crediting Kirby with, you're being sarcastic, aren't you?
I can see the thought that went into that. What do you call this boy that was found in Command D?
Okay, you know what? Well, what about this here where Commandy names the cricket click-clack because, of course, it makes the sound, you know, click-clack, click-clack, because he's a cricket. It's what he does.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Wait a minute. What's that in your... Oh, look at this. You read friggin' Anita Blake. You have no taste at all.
Anita Blake rocks.
Buffy Light.
I may say that the werecats in Anita Blake books are... hot.
Let me ask you something about the werecats in Anita Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Are they pirates?
Hell no.
Then why would I waste my time? So, Here he is.
So he has a thing for pirates and crickets and little boys who likes to ride crickets. Okay. So Command D.
You know, you can try to make this comic gay all you want.
I'm not making the comic gay. I'm looking at the
picture. Well, he's trying to tame the cricket.
Of course he would, to get a better ride.
You know what? Come on.
Pow crash.
Yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with sound effects.
Blast you!
Yeah, this is actually a great panel in this comic. He's shaking his fist.
I'm only trying to help us both! Yeah.
Wow, you know, we always wind up doing that, reading from the comic, and it just took you no time to get right into the flow of that.
Oh, I see his fury.
Yeah, that's an awesome panel!
Yes, I like that picture.
I mean, see, because look at his manly rage, and at the same time, he has, you know, the poofy hair.
Manly rage is good.
Oh, for God's
sake. Excuse me, is everything okay? Do we need any drinks?
No, this chick's annoying me! Can we, like, shove her out in airlock or something?
First of all, sir, I am not a chick.
This theme's annoying me.
I'm a woman. I'm sorry, stewardess, but this little man over here reading his little boy books is bothering me. Is there any way that we can put him somewhere else, like in the elderly section? I saw a guy with one leg back there. I don't think he would be bothering him much.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We have a booked flight.
Okay, look, we have to get along, so let's just look at this little comic, and you can amuse me.
This little comic. Again, this... Jack Kirby is generally regarded as one of the greatest talents in comics ever.
You love
ever.
Him. I understand.
No. Check it out. Like,
it's man love. And man
No. Here's the thing. He co-created with Stan Lee the Hulk and Spider-Man and the X-Men. And I somehow know you have seen at least the first X-Men movie.
That
you have enjoyed his creations.
Strong men. Okay, I get it, sir. You don't have to defend yourself to me.
Oh, man.
Yes, I would be your man.
Here are your dinner menus. Please check what you would like to eat, and I will collect them.
I don't know which one of you two broads is more annoying.
I think he has a thing against women, stewardess.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, just for the record, listeners, I want to point out, since I'm being accused of misogyny, I have not used the boob counter on this comic not once during this entire episode yet. Now, moving on. Why are you...
Do
they
you
look
count
so offended.
The boobs individually, or are we looking at...
Ah, I'm glad you asked, because that's been a matter of great debate. Okay. I wish I knew this guy's name to give him credit, but on some news group, this dude came out with this awesome formula for counting boobs.
Okay.
Like, side boobs only count for, like, you know, half... And, like, Power Girl's boobs count for, like, twice because they're twice as big as any other boobs. This guy's a friggin' genius. I mean, I'm tempted to use the formula he came up with.
Okay. Well, what if you have a girl who has a nice set, but they would probably be better if it was, like, all one big boob? Does she get count for just one boob or, like, a half a
count? No. One big boob is just never an option.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Even if it has a big nipple?
You know, I have said in previously that like more than two boobs on one woman might be hot, but I think just one giant boob would not work.
Okay, so a Cyclops boob thing is out.
Yeah, that's a chick we would just have to throw off a cliff or something.
Okay, does Commandy like boobs?
Commandy totally likes boobs, and like you'll see him like all over a chick later in this comic.
A chick?
A chick, a broad, a dame.
A broad, a dame.
Excuse me, passengers, just to let you know from the kitchen, we're all out of steak this evening, so unfortunately we have to choose either pork or chicken. Thank you for your cooperation.
But isn't pork just the other white meat anyway? So wouldn't it be choosing one or the same?
You know, now I'm seeing why Braniff went out of business. Come on, this is some great, because like Commandy fails to tame the cricket.
Of course he does.
You're going to say because he's a man.
I'm not saying...
And by the way, he's not. He's a boy. He's clearly a teenage boy.
Well, that's why he couldn't tame it. He couldn't control the passion that went into breaking in this big animal. He needs to take little steps.
Come on, you got to like the line, I guess you can't make a horse out of a nutty insect. That's up there with Shakespeare. Seriously.
Oh, I like this. Okay, so...
The sound effect bump. When he like bumps his head into Commandy.
But in the panel, the little cricket.
Oh, here we go.
However, the big cricket.
Yeah, that's one big ass cricket.
And he nudges Commandy because maybe he liked it a little bit. Yeah. And then Commandy says, oh, you want to play? You think this is some kind of game? And look at him. Commandy's laid back on the floor.
You know, I have to admit, for the first time, I'll admit,
yeah.
At the bottom of this panel, when he's like, you think this is some kind of a game, and the cricket's like, clicka, clacka, clicka. The both Commandy and the cricket are striking blatantly sexual
Absolutely.
Poses.
Absolutely. I like the way that the cricket's like rearing up over top of him. Yeah.
Okay, that one I'm not going to argue with, but here you go. He's tamed him, okay? He's ready to get onto the cricket.
But he's talking him through it, and that's how you should approach something of this nature. He says, let's try it again. Now, I'll sit in the saddle. And he's petting him and he's soothing him.
You know, I'm sure there were some crickets that would just prefer if Commandy was like, hey, cricket, you're going to let me do what I want with you. And the cricket would just like swoon and be impressed with him.
I don't know. It depends on if it can last more than, 2 minutes or so.
Moving on. Here we, stewardess, you're laughing for some unknown reason.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I just couldn't help but notice the comic. And
oh, look at Commandy's hair. He has a little curl.
I do not believe.
Down because he was, you know, after all that pressure. But stewardess, what do you think?
Okay. And why the hell have you, you know, it's bad enough I have MC Strawberry reading this over my shoulder. Now Vixen, who's like nothing more than a lowly stewardess, has sat down behind us, even though the flight was supposed to have been fully booked, and we're obviously making this up as we go along. And she's reading the comic over MC Strawberry's shoulder. This is getting ridiculous.
I would just like to say, I can appreciate the relationship between the cricket and the boy.
How so?
I just think animal love in any form is just beautiful.
Animal love.
So, like, a horse giving it to a chick is hot.
I don't know if it's necessarily hot, but...
That's nasty. Yeah.
But, you know, it shows a type of caring.
Hmm. You know, when you put it that way... Okay, what about a chick and a snake?
That's nasty.
I don't exactly see how that would work, but I guess it's okay as long as he doesn't squeeze her to death.
What are you, like snakes or something? And by the way, what is in that crate?
Yes, don't you hear that noise?
Yes, I'm wondering what is...
What's that hissing? Is that the air conditioning?
Yes, it's just the air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
And by the way...
It's almost as though she's brought something onto this plane.
Yeah, and that cart looks kind of heavy, but it could have been a 6 or 7 drinks that I've had since we started this thing. Oh, who knows. I'll take the chicken.
Okay.
Hey, you know, a couple more drinks, and this comic will seem good to you.
A couple more drinks, anything's good.
Would you like more drinks, Smith?
Yes, please.
You, sir?
No, I have to stay sober because I'm, like, surreptitiously recording all of this for a podcast. And, in fact, forget I just said that.
What's a podcast?
Okay, again with that. Okay, well, you know how there's, like, radio and they broadcast from a mighty tower?
Mm-hmm.
Well, podcasting, and they reach, like, you know, millions of listeners.
Okay.
Podcasting is more akin to shouting out of your window.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's about how many people you reach when you podcast.
Oh, okay.
But there are some who are so egotistical that even reaching that small number of listeners, like, satisfies them.
Wow, satisfaction's cool.
Here's your, now come on, the leopard men are awesome here. Why are you laughing? Well, they're pirate leopards.
Who goes there?
Come on, they got, like, rocket launchers and shit. Okay. I mean, this is cool. We have leopard men who are pirates and they have weapons.
A leopard man with a rocket launcher. From Sacker's Wall to Walmart. Wouldn't he have a sword?
You know, it would be consistent with being a pirate.
Now you think about it, I understand why they're pirates, because they're looking for the booty. The booty.
The boot? Are you trying to... Okay, you're doing it again. You're trying to say that... Now you're saying that the leopard men are gay.
I'm not saying anything, but it's a whole lot of them. They're looking for the booty.
You know what?
The booty.
Okay, look... Come on, this is... Actually, I think somehow I know that you wanted to read this line here, where the leopard man is saying to Commandy...
If you can understand me, surrender. And Commandy says, come get...
Well, actually, the leopard says...
And he said, don't get sassy. No, you just come and raise your hand, okay?
Okay,
come
you know
quietly.
What? There is nothing gay about that dialogue.
Don't get... Yes.
No, come on, look how manly Commandy looks here as he's surrendering.
Yeah, holding up his hands with his fluffy hair. And he's saying, okay,
So well, now we have a good fight scene here.
He's decided to be the submissive, and they're bending over, and they're holding up his hiney, and each one of them has an arm, and he says, "Got him." And the other one says, "Hold still, this won't hurt."
He does not say it won't hurt.
Commandy says, "Oh, not so fast."
Well, okay, I have to admit, it's a bit much that the one leopard man is asking the other one here, "Hey, got any lube?"
Yeah.
Yeah, that line didn't have to be in here.
No, it didn't. Not at
all. Oh, wait, you just made me hallucinate. That's not even here. See
and
what
then,
you've done.
And then he says, "He's wilder than a tornado." Wasn't wilder than...
He's not the pirate leopards. He's like, "He's wilder than a tornado."
Yeah, and this ought to hold him real.
Yeah, well, now they have him in bondage. Yeah, they've, like, roped him up and
me,
shit.
Get off of me, spotted dum-dums.
That's, you know what, that's one line I won't defend, but it's pretty entertaining, just the same.
Yeah.
Come on, there is...
And then he bitch smacks him. You got to learn to talk more respectful.
Yeah, then the other one, Leopard's like, after a few beatings. Yeah, these are definitely sadists.
Yeah, now he's done. He's wrecked for delivery.
And here they are delivering him to Mr. Sacker.
Wow, is that Mr. Sacker in that sack?
You know, yeah, it's very strange. We have a hunched over figure here, and he's like all covered up. He's got like robes and a hooded cloak and shit.
Yeah, he's scaring me.
And yes, actually, so far, this is a scary figure.
Yes, it is.
And as we scroll down...
Oh, wow, look at that.
I mean, look, you can't see his face. Commandy's all pissed off and shit.
I'm a man, damn you!
And, you know, it makes you wonder what's behind this hood.
So he's deciding if he's going to do him, because Commandy says, "I can't make out what you are, but you must be ugly."
How does that have to do... What?
Because Commandy doesn't want to do him because he's not beautiful.
Oh,
the cats are beautiful in all their pirate finery. But this guy, he comes out here with this hood on, and he's like, "Dude, I don't know if I can do this." And, you know.
Well, here, because you'll see why he can't take the hood off for himself.
Right. Why is that?
Because it turns out that he's a... giant talking snake.
Get the hell out of here.
With hair.
Master? Is that you?
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like something else to drink?
I'm hearing that hissing noise again.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I think I better get some water. Something strange. You look a little flush, stewardess. Do you need me to call someone for you?
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's just the long arrows on the plate. Let me get you some water.
Oh,
sir,
yes,
would you like anything?
What I would like right now is to go to break, because this podcast is getting just too goddamn weird even for me.
And may I say, this snake has... big bushy
eyebrows. Yes, the snake has. Well, the snake has a receding hairline.
Yeah,
big bushy eyebrows.
Well, the eyebrows, are they that bushy because he's old and is trying to show wisdom or something?
Notice we're just accepting hair on a reptile, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, man.
Why are you shaking, Stuart?
Yeah, you're just staring at this picture of this like alpha snake.
Are you slobbering?
I'm fine.
Oh.
Are you sure you don't want anything else?
Well, where's my chicken?
Oh, dinner's not... Oh, you know what? I'm going to check with the chef.
Are you okay?
Look, she's all, like, shaking and shit.
Yeah, maybe we should...
I think I'm fine. You know what? I'm just going to get some water for myself. Please excuse me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on. She's really weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't have taken this airline on my own. My job got me this ticket.
You know, it figures that your job, they'd be such tightwads, they'd book you on a bankrupt, non-existent, in the present airline, like Granite.
City for you, yeah.
On that note, I suppose, we are now going to break.
1, 2, 3, 4... She don't wear no pants, she don't wear no tie. Always on the ball, she's always on strike. Strutting up the aisle, big deal, you get to fly. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. Pay my fare, don't wanna complain. Always out of champagne. Treat me like a bum. Don't wear no tie. She ain't. charged for not smoking. My own son says I'm sorry I'm smoking. Don't treat me special or don't kiss my ass. Treat me like the way they treat them up in first class. Sanitation expert and a maintenance engineer. Garbage man, a janitor, and you, my dear. A reunion flight attendant, my oh my. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky.
And we're back!
I still don't have my chicken.
You know, I don't know if I want that stewardess to even show back up. She was like, hey, we should like peek in that crate and see what's inside.
Oh, it's kind of heavy and I can't move this panel to the side.
I mean, what? It's like bumping around slightly as though there's something moving around inside of it.
Maybe a soda fell over.
I'm sorry, can I help you?
Oh, no, we were just wondering what was wrong with your cart. It's kind of shaking a little.
Oh, that's just glassware we have underneath.
Oh.
But don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Your chicken's coming right up, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Sir, you never gave me your slip. What would you like to have?
He'll have the pork.
I'll have the... Oh, I see. This is a because pork equals white man. I see.
No, that was a racial thing. Not at all. Well, hey, I'm eating chicken.
You know what? You got me. Okay.
Pork it is. I'll be right back, sir.
He wanted it anyway.
Here we have chapter 3, I guess I missed the chapter 2 header, The Beautiful Dead. I just like that title.
Dead.
Yeah, because,
that's kind of cool.
You know, as I've said in the past, dead women can't say no. And here,
dead men stay hard.
Now, is that actually true?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I've read like horror stories where
away.
That...
Yeah. I've seen a movie.
You?
Yeah.
There was, hey, did you ever see Kissed?
No, I haven't.
That's about, like, a female mortician, and she's, like, into dead guys. It wasn't as good as Necromantic.
Necromantic was awesome.
Yes, it was. Stewardess, what did you think of Necromantic?
I don't watch those type of movies.
She's one of those. Okay.
I see. Hey, though, that reminds me, though, did you ever see, and this is actually the name of the movie, and has nothing to do with Commandy. The movie's actually called...
No, but it sounds like something that would come on a sci-fi channel.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Here
was it about snakes?
Yes, it's about, you seem very interested in the snake movie.
You like snakes, I take it.
Yeah, you must be really into snakes.
I just think snakes are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, but they kill people.
All the time.
Yeah, so we should probably, like, you know, wipe them all out.
Yeah.
No, don't speak like that about snakes.
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to offend
you. Actually, you must like the fact that we have a, under all these robes that the snake, I want to point out, was wearing for no reason whatso-fucking-ever. And also, how is he slithering around if he is in these robes and shit?
It's all in the movement, you know, the aesthetics.
I guess so, because as here we have a gratuitous naked chick, which I'm all for, is removing his robes. And underneath, he appears to be dressed in a very dapper manner, much like the pirates are.
She's shaped like Commandy.
She is not shaped like Commandy. Look, she's got, like, no muscle tone, okay?
I don't know. Commandy kind of looks like that.
No, Commandy's got muscles and shit.
And how come you don't see any other flowers, but she has a flower in her hair? Where'd they get the flower from?
Oh, well, actually, it's funny you should ask that, because here Commandy's freaking out, thinking that she's this chick Flower, who died at some point over the first 11 issues, but I never read that particular comic, so I can't speak to that matter.
So we don't know if Flower was the girl that he was trying to be intimate with but actually couldn't do so because he had other needs?
Well, actually, as far as we know, Commandy was, like, totally giving it to Flower. He probably knocked her up before she got killed.
Really?
Because you figure, like, he's the only chick she's palling around with. He'd really be, doing her every day.
No, they probably just had an understanding, you know. She could have been one of those, what they call them, fag hags.
There are no fag hags in comics!
I didn't know. Okay, I'm sorry.
Ugh. I'm so appalled. So this is good, because Commandy thinks this chick is Flower, and because this is a comic book, it turns out to be, in a wild coincidence, this is actually Flower's identical twin sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I by the way, I want to commend Jack Kirby for making this chick gratuitously topless throughout the entire comic.
But you don't see anything.
No, damn it! Because
so she would get a point for side boobage.
Hmm. Yeah, like in this panel here, yes, you would have to give, I guess obscured tits would have to not be given full points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's no men in this thing.
But what are you talking about? There's men all in this. We saw them earlier. They were being herded because all the adult males are like, you know, they're beasts, basically. Commandy's the only male who actually still has his intellect.
And he's not a male, so...
Well, he's totally a male.
Okay. He's like a Ken doll.
I'm just going to ignore that. Here you go. I think, even though you are ostensibly reading this for the first time, I somehow get the impression you wanted to comment on Spirit's, the girl's name, Spirit's manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like...
I'm Spirit Flower Runway. Okay, so how does she learn that little bit of a speech?
Here, when she realizes Flower is dead, she says, "Me Miss Flower!"
Yeah.
Well, actually, I forget if it was before or after this in the same comic, Kirby did address that, in that some of what they call animals, the animals call animals, which is to say humans, have learned to speak a little bit.
Oh, okay, so this is like...
Which is why they speak
time.
Like... What?
Well, how they speak, you know, just learning how to speak, you know.
No, it's like a Tarzan thing.
Okay,
you know, like Tarzan, like, you know, me
Tarzan.
I like Tarzan.
Tarzan was hot.
Hmm.
Yeah, Commandy's not hot.
What's the difference between Commandy and Tarzan?
Just look at him.
I am. I mean, there's...
He looks like a girl.
He does not look like a girl. You know what?
His hair's flippy. They got click-clack.
Yes. So the only character you have any empathy for in this entire book is click-clack.
He was raped.
He was not raped.
Commandy handled him.
Well, how do you feel about cricket rape?
I think it's an abomination, and I think that we as a nation should start a coalition to try to help these poor crickets.
Hmm. You know, I think those crickets are asking for it.
You think so?
Yes.
How can
yes,
you
I
say
should.
That? Oh, thank you.
You're pork, sir.
This isn't done.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Why is there... waitress, why is this garter snake on my plate with the pork chop?
Oh, that's just gross.
Oh, man!
Oh, my
garter
God.
Garter snake? Oh, my God.
Oh.
I am so sorry. I don't know how that got there.
You know what? Just take this.
Really. I can imagine what the fuck is in yours.
I know.
I'm sorry, sir. Would you like the chef for preparing
something
else?
No, thank you. I'll just sip my water. Is the water okay, or to come out the toilet?
Or are there like snake eggs at the bottom of the glass?
Yeah, really. Something's going to hatch out of me like Alien.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, sir. Ma'am, I'll take a break.
You've been sorry since you've gotten here. You're not even doing your job. That man with the one leg back there has been pushing that buzzer for a long time. You need someone to help him go to the...
Yeah, is this comic with the giant talking snake that fascinating for you that
it
you have to keep
be.
Coming back?
Oh my gosh. Look at that still picture
the
of Commandy.
The snake is just so regal.
He's old
she's
with
being
a receding
weird again.
Hairline, and he's bald-headed at the top. He has like that toilet ring thing going
on. I'm sorry,
on.
Sir. I'm
and, the, and bushy eyebrows.
And bushy yeah. eyebrows. He probably can wiggle them one at a time. Up and down.
Hey, check it out. Here's Commandy on the cricket.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Look at him go.
You know, well, this is funny here. The leopard man's like cheering him on. Go, animal, go!
Yeah, go, animal. And he says, Commandy says, I'm enjoying this. Now, this isn't so bad, click-clack. Yeah. I don't know. Suddenly the ground rolls back and click-clack is forced to leap across a deep chasm. I think that was a climax.
I think you're really... really reading way too much into this comic. By the way, notice he comes sliding, as the caption says, to a halt here.
And the leopard man says, you two were great.
He does not say that. Although he does say, congratulations, that was a spectacular work. You know what? Okay, the leopard men are gay. I give up. I can't argue about the leopard men.
I think it's a little bit everything in here.
And look, they're all like treating them like a pet here.
Yeah, they're rubbing them down because you know that's what you do—you rub them down.
Yeah, here you see they're taking bets, obviously. Like, they're going to take advantage of Commandy and, like, have him ride the cricket in some kind of race.
Oh, they were taking bets? I thought they were getting their money together to pay him.
Commandy is not for hire.
They weren't going to hire him.
You're going to say that they were going to rent his services?
Well, hey, dude's got to make his money.
Oh, so wrong. Now, this is good here, that they're, like... here's what I like, the page with the food, is that you actually have... this giant bucket that says gruel.
Yeah, and I like the cafeteria has kennel written across the top.
Well, yeah, because they're animals.
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
You know what? I do... Okay, do you admit that the premise of a post-apocalyptic world where humans are animals and animals are humans does have some promise and you could do something with it?
You can do something, just not this.
Okay. Yeah, he's
we
like...
We should all bow down to the snake! Oh,
What the hell... What?
What's going on with you?
Really?
Lady, get away from me. Seriously.
I'm sorry, man.
You're taking me back. I had some drinks now, and all of my professionalism is, you know, slipping away.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure you don't need anything else?
You earlier referred to yourself as being a city worker. City workers have professionalism?
Yes, we do sometimes. We just choose not to show it to you.
Why should I?
You're the public.
I pay your salary.
Not if you're on DPA, you don't.
Yeah, but I'm not on DPA. I know.
How
do I know that?
What are you doing on this airline?
That's actually a good question.
Yes, it
is. You two are so comical. Let me see more of the snake.
You know what?
I don't know.
Actually, the snake does not appear in this comic anymore. He was only in that one scene. Okay. For the remainder, this comic is completely snake-free. And I'm happy not to have to deal with any more snakes.
Yeah, and you look so disappointed.
Oh, okay.
Look, she's going to cry.
Let me
string her along. Maybe there are more snakes.
Really? Where?
Where does Braniff find these employees?
City workers that got fired.
Ah.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
She probably used to work, you know.
One can only imagine. Well, this is good because, you know, here we have, like, the alpha animal/human challenges Commandy. Commandy smacks him up. And you were, like, challenging Commandy's manliness, but here you see, he can kick ass.
Okay, but when the guy challenges him, he grabs Commandy's hair, and he's like, hey, bitch. And Commandy says, ow, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, no, actually, he says, get your hands out of my hair.
And then the guy says, I lead, you follow.
You are just mocking my second favorite DC character next to Jonah Hex, who's like this cowboy and he's all scarred up.
He would be.
He's awesome! He lives in a world of talking animals!
And he rides a horse, and I see that you have things for men who ride.
Jesus friggin' Christ! You know, I just want to point out that I chose this comic, and there is like a naked chick in it.
She's not naked.
No, that's true. She is wearing, like, space panties or something.
Yeah, she has on high knee shorts.
I like that, high knee shorts. That's pretty accurate, actually. And, now, like, Commandy kicked the alpha dude's ass, and he's all humiliated.
No,
and
he didn't. He pushed him down hard.
Well, look at him. He's helpless. He's, like...
No, he's laying there looking like, come get me.
Man. The other humans are laughing at the bully, and... the dude's like, bull bantam, kill this Commandy! You know, because all the other humans have that Tarzan speak who can talk.
Yeah.
And, now see, there you go. See, obviously Spirit, the naked chick, is coming onto Commandy.
Well.
He is gazing into her eyes here.
Commandy's like the sister that she lost, and she's like, no, I'm going to lose you like Flower.
Are you saying that Flower and Spirit were having, like, incestuous lesbian sex with each other?
No, I'm just saying.
Because that would be cool.
Commandy looks like a girl, and when she saw Commandy, she...
Look at this giant lantern-jawed chin he has here with the patented Kirby squiggle. I mean, clearly...
The beautiful hair.
Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna.
Oh my God!
Okay,
go
ahead.
Look at that picture.
Which one?
With his hair and is blowing out because he's running. Yeah.
Because he's running. He's got long hair. There's no barbershops in this future.
Okay, but
animals would not get haircuts.
Okay, but look at how his hair just flows and waves. No one else's hair does that.
Oh, for God's sake. By the way, look, here he is. This is why Commandy is a great character.
Mm-hmm.
He's alone in a world of animals, and here he is kicking ass.
He's loving it.
He's loving kicking their asses?
Yes, if that's what you see.
Now he's got a gun. He's got a machine gun at that, and that's awesome.
Well, they were trying to all do him, and he wasn't ready for that. Because he says, here, these will take these leopards off my tail.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just reading it as I see it.
And, well, this is good, the pursuit in the department store.
Yes.
We have a ludicrous, like, you know, scenario here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see that this is, like, high concept?
I've lost my weapon. Commandy is bruised.
Oh, you. So when he's, like, hurt and suffering, you like him all of a sudden?
No, I don't like him. I'm just saying. Look how he's laying there peeking through his hair.
Excuse me, would you like any more coffee or tea?
Oh, no. I'd really like you to get away from me. And that's what I would like.
Why did that whole... What's in that crate? Okay, because that crate just, like, jumped off the dessert cart all by itself.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about at all.
Okay.
I don't know, dude. I think she likes you. She keeps coming over.
No, I tell you, she's got, like, the crazy eyes of a disgruntled employee, but, like, she seems to at least be pretending to be polite, but you would almost think she was up to something.
But she has a thing for you in this little comic that you have going on.
But it's the snake. She's, like, all into, like, the evil snake dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what she does with snakes.
Yeah, hey, by the way, you know what? I'll just do this one before you do. Where they had... Commandy is, like, bent over here.
Mm-hmm.
And the leopard man says, as he's getting behind him,
yeah,
somebody head him off at the other end.
Yeah. Because we've got him cornered. I've sealed him off.
But, yeah, he's like, try again, sap.
Yeah.
So... You know, but this is, yeah, and then they're like, no use putting up a fight.
Simmer down. We won't harm you.
Yeah, here they're telling him basically they're going to make him participate in the race with the cricket.
Mm-hmm.
He's all freaking out and shit.
And he shouldn't because he did it on his own the first time, so he's already comfortable doing him. Riding him.
Oh, good Lord. Look how brave he is. Commandy's great because he has no, like Jonah Hex, he has no superpowers. He's in, like, this hostile world. He's got to, like, fight his way through it. Commandy, it really is a great character.
Well, I will say that he's adapted to the situation because he's learned that, you know, in order to get to the top, sometimes you got to put out to get out. And
oh, good Lord. You know what?
And he's gotten a little treat for it. He gets to play with his cricket because they all like...
Belay your post-apocalyptic homosexual innuendo.
I'm not... Hey.
Well, this is the end of the comic, actually. He's saying...
Thank God.
Jeez. He's like, shoot me if you want to, but I'm not riding for Sackers. Or any Sackers being the department store / corporation, whatever. Any, you know, because Mr. Sacker was the snake.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone else. He's being all defiant. By the way, this is bullshit because in the very next issue, he does indeed ride in this race.
Well, he liked it.
Oh, good Lord. Here it says, don't miss the next issue, which actually I read that one first. But since I, for some unknown reason, was looking for a comic book with a snake in it, I chose this one to review.
Excuse me, sir, madam. I just want to apologize again for that awful uncooked garter snake issue. Here's some complimentary desserts for you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah, we don't want nothing from you. Yeah. You're a freaky.
I'm sorry. Please go away.
Wow, you said please.
Please go away.
Wait a minute. Look, she's like being all weird again.
What she's doing, she's twitching.
I don't know. Why is she starting to open the crate?
I don't know. Why is her jacket splitting in the back? What's she turning into something?
Hey, I don't know, but as that was not part of the pre-prepared shtick that we're pretending we didn't prepare, I don't believe she's actually turning into anything. However, I do see her opening that crate. Hey, speaking of pre-prepared shtick, even though you're supposed to be seeing this for the first time, I believe you wanted to comment on the letters.
Yeah, these people wrote in and they said that they really liked it and this was better than the others.
Let me guess, you're imagining just how, in your mind, bad the others were.
Yeah, this was better. And I can just imagine that, a little kid drew them with crayon and it got progressively better.
Oh, you know what? That's probably as good a point as any to do what we usually do when we wrap up a show, which is to rate the comic we've reviewed 1 to 10. And, you know, I'm a Kirby fan. I'm a Commandy fan. This isn't necessarily the best individual issue of Commandy. But, you know, given that it was an all-ages comic, and given it was 1973...
Some of us weren't born yet.
Oh, you... I it was fine. There was really nothing wrong with this comic. It's, you know, classic Kirby stuff here. I give it a 6.
Well, seeing this for the first time and thinking about all of the latent homosexuality and the... I liked his hair. His hair was beautiful. I like the feather.
Well, are you going to give it points for Commandy's hair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it points for Click Clack because he took it. And, you know, he was a little upset about it. And for his first time...
You wish you had a giant cricket to ride.
I do not want to ride a cricket. That's not my thing.
Hmm.
And I like that Mr. Sacker actually had on a sack. That was cool. And I like the way his eyebrows feathered out. Yeah, that was kind of cool. So I'll give it a 3.
Wow, actually from MC Strawberry for a comic of this nature, a 3 is probably very generous.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get.
Damn. Vixen?
Wow. All I know was I love snakes. The snake captured me. I give it a 10 just for the snake.
That's very odd.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you do with your snakes?
Look at this. She's still opening the crate there. What's that sound?
I don't know. Oh my god, what is that? Oh my god, there's a snake on me!
Holy crap! No! There's four snakes in the crate!
What the hell?
You all bow down to the master!
I knew it! She's insane! Oh, holy crap!
Screw this bitch!
Ow!
Give me a parachute! I'm out of here!
Oh, that does it! Empty Strawberry! But she took the only parachute! Oh! You! How dare you! Ow! Ow! Fuck! I am tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking podcast! Wow, I don't know how I survived that crash. Boy, well, at least I did. You know, I guess I may as well throw it out to fandom there, whether or not you feel MC Strawberry and or Vixen should have survived that horrible crash. And on that note, we are out of here.